Hey guys, welcome to Real Housewives of Atlanta AfterBuzz TV After Show. Today we're talking Season 8 Reunion Part 2. Stay tuned for all the tea.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I liked everyone's hair though.
This is what Phaedra was singing to Candy.
What'd she say?
I don't.
What up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse Jane here in studio for the Real Housewives of Atlanta AfterBuzz TV After Show. We are covering part two of the reunion. It's your favorite panel, y'all. It's the Housewives crew. And for all y'all haters, why you continue to watch? I'm just questioning. But that's fine. All right, we got the candle in here, y'all, because for some reason it smelled like feet in here.
It smelled like Medusa.
We walked in and it was like, wait,
we almost passed out.
We didn't leave the show like that because we was in the studio. Wasn't we in the studio?
Yeah, we were.
Yeah, but I was in here after and we weren't funky. I wasn't funky.
Maybe y'all were just really excited.
No, I'm not funky over here. I smell good.
Anyways,
she does smell really good.
Here's my all-star lineup. We got Miss Courtney Stewart.
What up, y'all?
Miss Pink English.
Hello, lovers.
And Miss Shaw Jocelyn.
Hey, everybody.
All right, y'all. Let's talk about, because we got too much tea to catch up on with this reunion. Shut that music off because we got to talk.
You better not say that too soon. The Beehive will be coming for you.
First of all, I own every Beyonce and Destiny's Child album and unreleased track. Thank you. Anyways,
have all her unreleased videos. You have. Yeah.
I don't have the videos.
That's me.
The music. Anyway, well, I need to see them 13 that weren't released the other day. All right, let's talk about those. So I kind of like. This reunion, this part could have been melted into part one and two.
Agreed. Mm-hmm.
However,
oh my God, yes.
I gotta say, I liked the way they, this is really like only me doing this years of like breaking down a television show to like notice this, but right. This second part of the reunion, they grouped the topics together way better than in part one and they've ever done before.
Okay. And they
note-taking, because I take notes on all my shows, but note-taking wise today made it the easiest because he broke it into like incidents that happened versus like
back and forth.
I feel like jumping all over the place.
And so, they group the squads too.
Well, they always do that.
No, because Kenya and Portia have sat on the same couch before. That's usually they mix it up, but now it's like Nene's going to be on that side with her crew, and then the other crew on the other side. It's like a battle.
And at one point, Sheree, I don't know when she moved and when she
moved
back.
She's been flopped.
But she was sitting next to Kim.
Because Peter came out, so she had to sit on the other couch.
And plus, Sheree is a flip-flopper anyway.
Y'all, she told us that we can't read the live chat, y'all. But why did she type brow? And I thought she was going to clock something one of us for our eyebrows, y'all.
Well, someone talked about my eyebrows and everything.
That's fine, because I can imagine what theirs look like at home.
Exactly.
Anyways, let's talk about it. So, the yacht. So, we get into the Cynthia versus Portia conversation. Cynthia apologized for the bitch comment, but felt it should have stopped when she went to the other side of the yacht. Mm-hmm. Candy comes to admit. She said, well,
we did tell her.
We did say when you went over there to go talk to her.
Right.
What did you guys get from this kind of back and forth as far as like everyone's stance and kind of the attitudes? Because Cynthia was very different. She was very different this reunion, I feel, than past reunions.
Because she has pent up anger because of Peter. I don't like the fact that. I don't like when someone says, I'm sorry. If you're sorry, just be sorry. Don't say, well, I'm sorry, but this is why.
Right.
They started literally depicting, well, when you put your finger here and then my finger was
you
to the left,
wrist.
Then you grabbed my wrist. That's what made me. If you're sorry, just be sorry. Like, and move on. I can't believe that they spent that much time depicting why they got to that point. It's silly.
Kenya had to add in that moment she came in. You know, you should always control yourself and never come fighting due to someone's words, which I do agree.
Yes.
These girls are shaders, and so in a shading battle, you don't use physical violence.
But
that's how
Kenya
all fights start.
Didn't have exactly the point. And Kenya had, like, they were going back and forth with each other. Why, Kenya, do you need to chime in every time?
Well, she was asked in that specific
To Kenya's credit, I will say, this is the best she's looked out of all of the reunions, in my opinion.
You didn't like the green and gold day?
I like her hair.
Yeah, the hair. And I think sometimes the makeup did look a little gray, depending on what angle they shot from, like her foundation. But she looks really good during this reunion.
I liked her when she had that bright.
I like the lashes, everything.
I remember the green and gold. I feel like I liked that.
Yeah, wasn't
that when she got dragged on the floor? No, she had red on that year.
Yeah, no.
It was the year before.
Was that with the smoky eyes? But she looks good. My point is, she looks good this reunion.
I think we agreed on that last week that she looked
good. No, we thought all the girls pretty much.
Yeah. We like the color scheme.
The soft pastels,
All right, so then Kenya says whatever. So then Sheree, they bring up the wig shift of Sheree and pulling the wig.
Kim Zolciak.
From how long back ago?
6 years.
Okay.
6 years?
That's what Andy said 6 years ago.
Damn.
Wow. It was because that was when Kim was wearing the raggedy wig.
Oh, yeah, and not only that, but I had just moved out to L.A., so we weren't covering that Atlanta at that time.
Oh, yes, we were.
We did the wig shift?
I'm pretty certain we did the wig shift.
No.
I'm pretty certain that was probably the first
so
year we
old,
did the wig shift.
I was in the booth.
Yeah.
I used to host an engineer from the booth, y'all.
Yep.
Wow.
Me and Jesse.
Gangsta shit.
Right.
And Cam.
Marston. Love you. We miss you, Cam.
He out there watching. So then we get into this conversation of personal space where Portia felt Cynthia's hands were in her face. It caught her wrist, and that's when she straddled over her. And then Kenya brings up all of Portia's violent fight. Portia said, can we stop talking about what happened 3 years ago after you pulled a grown woman's chair? And then Kenya said, well, what about you beating your assistant up at the...
Yikes. Which they're supposed to show us.
We're get to see
right?
this?
I saw they were on show TMZ us that Portia said that she was blindsided by that footage. I guess she didn't know that was being filmed of her fighting her assistant. This happened at the Christmas party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the parking lot.
Yeah. And so that should be interesting to see.
Portia,
but
girl.
I can't imagine Portia fighting in that costume that she had on at the Christmas
party. Okay, I bet a boob popped out at least.
Booty,
yeah, some
everything.
Cheeks were definitely out.
Like
those snow
cooch.
Boots were just, oh God.
Hey, if she could fight in that gown and drag Kenya to the ground, she can definitely fight with them booties hanging out.
That's true.
Looking like a Mortal Kombat character.
I like Portia. So it's kind of when Portia says and does dumb stuff, which she does a lot, or in this case during the reunion, problematic things like that transphobic comment that she made.
Oh yeah.
It makes it hard for me to like her, but she, in my head, and I was just having this conversation with one of my friends, like, why do you like Portia? So I don't know. I just feel like we would just paint
the
town red.
Hold on, y'all.
We got to put a pause out. Cameron Marston is watching us live. Love you, Cameron. Cameron started Real Housewives with us.
We love you.
Shout out to
Back
Kim.
In the first days of AfterBuzz.
You know. She an old broad now. She ain't trying to
she
party and talk shade
us.
With
we
us.
We can't talk about it no more.
Anyways, all right, back to this. So Portia, she said, can we stop talking about that? Portia beat up the assistant. And then we get into the one-eyed African comment.
That just came out of
And honestly, wait.
Hold on. Before the one-eyed African comment, let's not forget how Portia brought up Kenya threatening a pregnant Phaedra.
That's what I was going to say. She did threaten.
8 months pregnant Phaedra. She said, your teeth will be on this ground, pregnant or not.
Didn't she do that last week?
Yeah, that was last week.
Oh, that was last
week?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she didn't mention it this week. But oops. That goes,
Kenya
that goes to
Kenya keeps bringing
reference.
Up that Portia's so
yes,
violent.
And that's yes. what I was going to say. Kenya forgets all the things that she said to people.
Yeah. But
or she doesn't.
That's what Kenya conveniently often does, which is what makes her the most frustrating character on Housewives.
Okay. And when we say frustrating, like, I enjoy Kenya.
I enjoy her. She makes great TV.
And I can't, I like, look to the day when I get to speak to Kenya because I want to say to her, like, girl, I liked you on Celebrity Apprentice. I've liked you on anything I've seen outside of Housewives.
I missed her on that. I missed that season.
Oh, it was so good.
I was rooting for Kenya until the Vivica Fox
The Vivica
thing.
Fox.
It was like...
Oh, I saw that. That's when Vivica was like, bounce, trick!
Well, because she took her phone and
she hit it.
She
tweeted
from it.
Then
some
she stole it,
shit.
Right?
Well, yeah.
Didn't she steal it?
So I was up until Kenya from that, until that point. But then on this show, she plays these games. So then we get the married one-eyed. I mean, it was just like, this
he's
man
a
has
man
so
and
many one-eyed adjectives.
African, and he's a preacher, and he preaches with his wife. He's the co-pastor
now,
of the church. I was like,
wait, before you say about you tweeting us, I totally, in this moment, I was team Kenya. I was like, because the way Kenya was laughing at it, it was like, all right, y'all are just ridiculous, like, just creating, like,
crazy shit up.
Like, the African thing to me has now just become, like, when you want to shade someone, you just be like, oh, well, you have your African who buys you cars.
Who pays for your car.
Right. Now, who tweeted me the damn picture?
I don't know. I can find it real quick.
Corinne sent it to us.
So, Corinne used to do Housewives with us.
We have such a throwback.
I know.
She tagged us in a picture of Kenya walking with this man. He didn't look one-eyed to me.
It's on the shade room, guys. He does kind of look one-eyed.
Portia had tweeted it out.
Oh, wait. Where do I go?
These are iPhone users. I am a Droid user.
We can't see his eyes.
Samsung.
S7.
I mean, but his eyes look a little droopy. Like, he looks, you know. We don't know.
So, Kenya's an African trap queen, yes.
But we don't even know who that is, for real. She could have been walking with her uncle.
Yeah, literally.
You know, so, we're going to figure this out.
But what does that mean? Tuck trash, bunny?
Because, remember, she said that Kenya tucks her dick.
Oh.
That's it. You guys didn't get that?
Yeah, I remember hearing it. I just didn't make the connection when I read her.
Well, because when someone tweeted that, we hadn't seen this part of the reunion.
The one-eyed African can be found at the Shade Room's Instagram account.
The Shade Room Inc.
If
guys,
we flip Courtney's phone around to you, the camera is not that
gonna
HD.
Catch it. It's
gonna
not going to catch
off.
It.
So go to the Shade Room's. What's his face? Instagram.
I totally agree with Zoe Spa. Throwing shade is one thing. However, making verbal threats about fighting someone is so lame, you'll never do it. Don't say it. But has any of these girls...
Like, this is so true. Like, where are you
going to fight? The only one that threatens fighting is Kenya, and she didn't fight.
Everyone else who has threatened has actually fought.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I will say, I would like to find a one-eyed African who would like to buy me a house and a Bentley, and I'd be okay with him.
I support that.
So let me know where they are.
I mean, there's fatty wops out there. Just find them.
Anyways, Portia's abdominal contrusion.
I loved that term.
What was your take from
Portia? Shut up. Because nobody cares anymore. You can't say I'm taking full responsibility for my role in that and keep coming up with the excuses as to why you did it. Nobody gives a shit. You already said you were sorry. You're already done with it. Stop trying to explain why you were involved in such fuckery on national television.
She gave what the doctor told her on the paperwork. Abdominal contusion.
But what I will say is, when this incident first happened, prior to it being on air,
shout out to Nalgas who said, "Did these Africans come to town from Porsche's Underground Railroad?"
They did.
But what I will say is, when I first heard about this story, it was prior to the scene airing.
Yes.
And TMZ had actually reported. Remember, I was telling you all that Cynthia allegedly kicked Portia in the stomach while she was wearing stilettos.
I was like,
oh my god, I can't wait to, you know, but it wasn't she like in
she,
flat
she
sandals?
She had on flat sandals and she did that and the girl was already way out there. So even if she didn't even do enough
and
to get her off
Carlos
of her,
King who
they
had
tackled her,
in?
Yes.
And I'm sure, okay, when you get in a fight, you're so raged. You don't know who's grabbing you, who's trying to protect you, who's trying to hit you, whatever. So Portia's bruises probably were real from the fight, because sometimes you have scratches, you have everything all over the place. You don't know who was trying
to... Until your adrenaline calms down and you're like, whoa, this hurts.
So,
where did this come from?
I don't think Cynthia could honestly say, oh, well, those bruises weren't from
me. Cynthia never actually moved off of that thing, so she can't.
I think it was security.
It was security, because Cynthia was on the bench, kicked her, and then she was back.
That guy tackled her over
to the other side of the boat.
Cynthia never even got up and grabbed anything.
The only thing she got
was her wrist. So it was Carl. It was the producer that did it.
He should have humped her like that.
All right. So I did feel for Kenya in this moment when they brought up her mom's situation, because I know we've... They said basically her Patty Mayonnaise, her aunt is her mom's sister.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So they said, "How do you not see your aunt's side?" She said, "I don't think anyone saw her side." She said, "Because I have every right to see my mother. I don't understand her point." Honestly, in this moment, when I really think about it, and then to hear Kenya and to see Kenya's reactions to everything, I can empathize with her on this path, because imagine being in a room, like you're here with your Aunt Lori and your mom is right across the corner from you. I'm sorry, like, I came out of your vagina. Like, no matter what documents you sign, no matter how you feel, I'm going to come up to you every time I see you, and whether you're comfortable with that or not comfortable with that, like, I'm sorry, because my whole life growing up, I haven't been comfortable not really knowing
the situation. And I didn't ask to be
situation.
Here. And I didn't ask you. To be here. I am interested as to hearing, and maybe one day when I get my, you know, when I'm on OWN for next chapter, taking over for Oprah, I can sit down with Kenya's mom on an all new, and, but no, because I'm serious. I'm interested in hearing Kenya's mom's point of view, because that is a reality. I feel like there is such a, like, oh, you're pregnant, it's the greatest thing, da 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 da. But there is a harsh reality that some women have no connection to this. Speaking of Oprah, didn't she say that she was, when she lost her child, she didn't, there was no weeping, like, she didn't have any connection.
My best friend is, she's not really my best friend no more, but growing up for, like, 15 years, my best friend at the time, it was Kenya. Like, and I went with her to go to her mom's house, and I tried to talk her out of it. We pulled up there. I sat in the car and just waited and waited. Her mom had let her in, though. And
that's because cameras weren't there, probably.
You know.
And you don't roll up in a big black bus
full of family.
The conversation was, she gave her all of her answers, and that's all my friend needed was just that one sit down. But that's the thing, Kenya, do it off camera, and maybe she has, because my friend did try 19 years of her life and didn't get through. But that conversation was very important for my friend, and I saw a change in my friend after that conversation.
But bouncing back to Portia's original point, which I do agree with, in my personal experience, people who have a disconnect with their parents typically aren't that compassionate.
Wait, so you believe Kenya was raped by Kenya's father?
Kenya's mom? Yeah. Oh, dang. That's
I believe
accusation.
Kenya's mom was raped or otherwise abused, then gave the baby to her abuser.
Okay, these are too many speculations.
That's a big speculation.
Her dad don't look like that.
We're not here for no predictions.
In my experience with people who do not have a strong connection with their parents, I do find that they are not compassionate people. Typically,
you know what's funny?
No, they're divorced, but my parents have been 100% part of my life.
Most of my friends' parents are still together.
Yeah, my parents are.
It's just interesting that most of my friends, your parents aren't?
No, my parents divorced after 20 years of marriage.
Mm.
Yeah,
but,
they did.
Okay, but 20 years
but
is
both
a
of
good
them are still, like, English, still.
Teamwork.
Yeah, they never.
Most
not
of my friends come from that. It's interesting. People tend to be. I've noticed, like, friends, like, a lot of my friends whose parents are divorced tend to have a lot of friends whose parents are
but
divorced.
But the thing is, I think we need to realize in this situation that we're hearing one side of the story.
Yeah.
And the,
Thank you.
And when we sat down and listened to Aunt Lori, we had a different outlook about it. We were like, okay, Kenya needs to calm down. Because Aunt Lori didn't give us a full spectrum. She kind of gave us just enough because it's not
her. She knows her sister.
And she knows, and that's all she said. That's my sister, and I know. There's more to this story
that we don't know.
So we can't side with Kenya because we know that she always plays the victim role. Well, I'm just saying I can't side with Kenya because she knows how to pull these heartstrings of people.
And
she
Kenya's
mom did the best thing she could do for her to give her to somebody who would love her and bring her up in the best way possible.
Yep.
And the idea, and you have no idea what that woman went through to deal with that act alone.
Yep.
So for her to continue to go after this woman who, and don't, I'm not saying it's not her right to continue to go
but
after
her. But she may not be ready.
But she's also only thinking of what she needs to feel in that, because she said on the panel that she has felt loved. She grew up feeling loved and knowing what love is. And I know it's easy to say, to be like, oh, you need to leave that alone, whatever, whatever. But you can't make a decision for somebody else because they already decided what they needed to do and they did the best thing they could do for you at the time.
Yeah. Whether you were invited or asked to be here or not.
Don't get me wrong. I think it's awful.
But you know what? But a lot of people deal with this situation. A lot of people have traumatic things that happened to them in their lifetime, but there's no reason to carry these things on. And then for you to talk about your mom when she doesn't have any defense or all these things, it's one-sided, and we can't hear a
That's
one-sided
said,
story
fair,
and make an opinion.
I would like to have an and no holds barred conversation and hear Kenya's mom's side.
But I'd like to hear Aunt Lori, like Aunt Lori.
With Aunt Lori.
Like she all walls down.
Kenya, grant my wish and please call Iyanla. Yeah. Please call Iyanla because I want to see Aunt Lori. I want to see your dad.
You want to see it all.
I want to see your mom.
Well,
I
and
see
that's
you.
True, Charles Williams, because Kenya Kim did run away from her dad. Father. And so okay, I'm not even actually. We're not going to feed into that. I'm sorry.
Okay, but in the end, let's move Kenya, you're 45 years get old, and at some point, you have to give yourself closure as an adult and stop lingering on the issues
of
your childhood.
She needs to listen to? She needs to listen to Joyce Myers. Joyce Myers' dad raped her, and she ended up having to take care of her father for the later years in his life, and he became a Christian, and she forgave him.
Yeah.
You know what? Just like Cassandra, we prayed for you last week, we're praying for you as well, Kenya.
I would have had to forgive him from the nursing home because I don't know if I have that much.
I mean, it takes. No, that's it, it's
I ain't Joyce Meyer.
That's the next level.
I ain't Joyce Meyer. I'm making billions of dollars.
But if God is telling you to do that, then you never know what you're supposed to do.
God tells me a lot.
It's possible. Okay. It was possible for her. So, Kenya, good luck, girl.
Let's talk about what God's telling Cynthia because it ain't much.
He's telling Cynthia, run away.
God is telling
I can't even take this segment seriously because the rumor has it is that they're separated.
They're separated.
And we've been known.
But what I did find interesting is for one, okay, so here's my thing. Every time I notice that every time around each reunion, something stirs the pot with Peter and Cynthia. Almost like they're like, okay, how can we renew our contract to me? Mm-hmm. But what lets me know that this may be the real deal, Holyfield, is that when I read via TMZ that Peter quit the show.
Mm-hmm.
And what made that the real deal, Holyfield, for me is the way that I see it, Peter enjoys being a housewife more than Cynthia does. Mm-hmm. So for him to leave the show, I'm like, okay, this... it's some real shit. This ain't no game.
Well, we find out. Peter says we're in a good place. You know, just at this age, we're keeping busy. I live in Charlotte, and Cynthia doesn't spend her time in Charlotte. And Andy said it sounds like you're separated. He compared his ass to being in the army, and I'm just like,
you are not in Afghanistan.
Remember how Jeff that went around when that girl was like, when he made that comment, I was looking at him, how dare you, Peter?
That's terrible.
Wife is hours away, like, and you really leave her to
I will support. No, it's three.
And this is not your girlfriend. Still, this is your wife.
It's more like four.
3 to 4 hours, bitch. That's Cape Cod in New York, bitch. And trust me, that was a weekend trip.
It's hard.
What do you mean? That's like driving to Tijuana right now.
Stop it.
San Diego. Stop.
Look, I will always support you.
I'll straddle Courtney.
I will always support you, Peter and Cynthia.
You don't want that.
I love y'all.
You don't want any of that. You've washed your hands clean. Sorry.
They are all hating on you, Cynthia and Peter.
That conversation was
with Hold on, I'm trying to
Papa Smurf and Cynthia. I hurt for you. I hope that getting off of Housewives, Peter, will help your relationship because they've both done interviews this week where they said that they've never not been married on reality TV and they both agree that it's probably the worst thing that they could have done on TV. I personally think it's probably the best thing because it just magnifies what you already are.
Thank you, S Time Music. You need to stop acting like a damn bitch.
Let's not forget.
He's not acting like a damn bitch. He's acting like a damn whore and that's why they're having problems.
Let's not forget their reality show has paid for bar one, bar two. Bar three,
and
bar
kept their
four,
mortgage going, their house, which is why they're both
Land Rover, their puppies, their champagne in the fridge.
But that's
everything.
Why they're still on table. The show. Right. They were trying their to get their finances back together so they could massage each other
and
love
maybe,
each other. Again.
Maybe.
She wants him to wear her sunglasses.
Maybe she's going to join back with
Leon. I mean, I've always felt more chemistry with her and Leon than ever with Peter, and I like Peter and her.
Can we talk about how Portia is always in Peter's bit? Portia is probably around the age of which the girls that he's fucking. So they
she's not. No.
Portia's in her 30s, but she hears through the grapevine because she's still
young.
You
think a 19-year-old is fucking Peter?
For sure.
Absolutely. Are you kidding me?
Are you crazy? He's on television. He's coined. He owns his bar.
He's coined.
In their mind.
And you can drink underage with him at his bar.
Oh,
what you talking
I'm done.
I'm sorry, but you couldn't pay me in dick ever. Not in Peter's dick.
Not with Peter's dick.
No, you couldn't pay me in dick ever.
You couldn't pay me in dick.
I need a
Listen,
check.
That's another conversation.
I need a check.
No, that
I need a check.
Where can you cash that
at? No, honestly, when I really think about
it. I'm sorry, where do you cash that?
I could be a virgin, but...
That's what I was like. Wait, Nick's check cashing don't even check that.
Thinking that
cash
how is that. Peter going to pay Cynthia's creditors bill?
Oh, y'all.
Well, I mean, they love each other. They don't get a divorce, but all I'm saying is this seems like the real deal.
I think
leaving
they just
the
need to go back to Jamaica together and like get off the show for like a year. Just go to Jamaica, have
show.
A lot of sex.
Just off the
remind
show.
Remind yourselves
but
of
the
why
show
you love
is
each
not
other.
Gonna change Peter from cheating.
But
no.
she,
I don't
but see,
understand.
I feel like she knew that before they got in the marriage. That's why it was never like that big of a deal in the beginning.
Cynthia literally said,
I know my husband. And she said that multiple times at multiple reunions. The problem is that he has done that shit so that other people can see it. And it's now being broadcast because there's
more
on TV.
Eyes on him. And he didn't adapt to that.
He didn't adapt to that. He's embarrassing
her. Because I've become totally desensitized when I hear about people cheating. And infidelities in marriage. I become totally
no, but that
like,
our whole community has become that.
Yeah,
but that's
it's a
disgusting
normal thing.
That we've become a community where we're
I
saying that, here in Hollywood, you know, I hear these marriages, like, that's disgusting, people.
Well, people
and
do
not
it works
only,
for them.
No. The word marriage means something. I'm sorry. It means something.
It does.
But I'm sorry, it does. And as a gay man, I can even say that. Because the word, I've thought about it. I've sat and I fucking thought many a times about the word marriage. So it disgusts me when fucking people out here want to sign some fucking paperwork and be out here fucking multiple people. Don't sign the paperwork. Just don't. Please, because it fucking gives people
legal benefits that come with
that. I understand that, but that's the problem. That's my issue with it. And I'm sorry, I'm getting
don't get
over.
Me heated because you know
but
I'm going to get
really
heated because you get heated. Whenever you get heated, then
irritates.
I get heated.
Yeah, we know because
Cypress Ray, you cannot claim your dick on your taxes.
Oh, Shar will be okay.
No, I know, but it's this one
be
doing too much.
And I got my ring on.
Shar got her boxing braids.
Shar is going
wait,
to be
okay. So okay, Cynthia said, when they said, Cynthia, do you feel? Excuse me, sorry. This that
no,
that
it, it's true.
Cynthia
but
said,
you know
I
what?
Know my husband.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I know Peter. I don't think he, when he said, do you think Peter was guilty? She said, well, I know my husband.
I know my husband.
Words and basically, when he cheats,
he does it in a tasteful way. Typically, he does it in a tasteful way, so I'm surprised he got caught up with the camera.
Because if Leon's got free reign to roam all up in your house to find you rubbing your man down, we don't know what Cynthia is doing.
Is
so
true.
This whole conversation, trying to make
that
it about,
like
oh, Cynthia day. Looking stupid and let him know. No, they have an arrangement.
And
they're
can
happy
we please,
about it.
Can we please go back to when they were going to get married? All of the issues that they went through. Besides
her
mom and
Mallory.
Besides her mom and Mallory not liking him. Peter was still a dick then. So Peter is just a bigger dick
not
now.
A dick.
Yes, he is.
He got
he
that
just,
sugar cane
Peter
dick.
Peter is a Casanova from 1945. Like, he
shut
just.
Did he?
Did he?
Yeah. Yes, he did.
He's the ex boyfriend of Nia Long.
Oh, he's cute. A swaggy, swaggy man.
Come over it.
Let,
so,
me too. Let's move on.
I know
she knows
husband.
Her husband, but she's mad that we know him now, too.
Well,
that's
the thing.
That's
so
exactly
it becomes humiliating.
We
got to
keep talking about
it
because now that I'm looking at this. So wait,
that's
let's just get to this chunk, and then we can continue to talk about Peter. Let me just get this out. So within this conversation, it gets to the point where Cynthia says, I wouldn't know that, but I don't think he would do it in a busy club. Peter asked Portia, well, bitch, what? Well, he didn't say bitch.
Give me the
he
list.
He said, give me the list. Now, I
and
want
she
you,
said, don't tell
no, no, no,
me.
Wait. So I want to get you guys' opinion on this because I looked at it in two ways. I looked at it, benefit of the doubt, let's say Peter's innocent.
Right.
So my thing is like, when people don't look you in your eyes...
Mm-hmm. Peter was high.
You have a problem.
Right.
But my question is Peter didn't look Portia in her eyes when he said, send me the list. And I took it as two ways. It could have been, like, I don't want to look this female in the eyes and say, if you have a problem with me... put a list out, because if he did that, then would we feel
we
like,
would feel like
oh,
he's being aggressive.
So Peter's whole conversation with Portia was to the ground. Did you take it like that's why he did that?
I took it as Peter
or
was slightly
lying.
Drunk.
Okay.
Oh, you and like doesn't just, give a flying
well,
fuck.
Well, I mean, we don't even
but if you didn't give
we
a fuck and you didn't cheat, wouldn't you be
because
like...
Because we have a video of Peter with that one girl.
But he wasn't fucking her.
I know, but I mean, we completely
sometimes
have...
Sometimes you don't
him,
need to see
you don't need to see that. We saw the interaction.
They and, were very and, intimate.
Yeah.
Yes, and on Watch What Happens Live, Portia did say that she has a friend once... one friend over who is messing with Peter.
Wait, when?
This was last night?
Yes, last
oh,
night. Her,
I didn't watch
her
last
Sheree
night.
And Phaedra were on Watch What Happens Live. Mm-hmm. And Andy asked her, do you know specifically the girl that Peter has been dealing with? And she says, my friend.
It's a friend of a friend.
It's a friend of a friend.
Well,
one,
like
one,
I said, I'm really like, okay.
Nobody's like,
I'm like, okay.
Yeah, it's not a shocker. We know how Peter is. Him and Apollo were running tight. Him and,
Biggie Smalls, apparently.
Wait, what?
Wait, Courtney, look, stop.
Wow.
Stop.
Oh, I liked Shay, though.
Really?
Yes. She got all bruised by, what's his face?
Scrappy.
That was people, so wrong.
We don't
he
really need
so
to
wrong.
Be
all
throwing
right.
shade.
So
this
Kenya
week.
Threw shade.
I don't take it as shade.
Hold up.
You don't know me.
Right. Kenya threw some shade talking about basically Portia. She gave the dick in the mouth comment where Portia gave the tuck your dick before work. The dick in your mouth comment was just, it just seemed a little bitter. It just seemed
silly.
Like it wasn't a
I
good
felt
shade.
Like they again tried to hype some stuff up. Like to me, Kenya's comment that was all throughout the promos and every time I saw it, I was like to me, these reads aren't reads. The same thing I said
it's
about
like
the
Karen.
Potomac girls with Karen. It's yeah. nothing but the music bed that makes it like, but like Portia, you don't know what you're saying. Unless a dick is in your mouth, that's not nothing.
Oh,
that was
like,
Portia. I would have been like,
that's like
11th
grade play
right.
gym
that's not
class.
Even 11th grade.
Like middle
that's
school.
Like fifth.
Well, I wouldn't do it
yeah.
in middle school.
All right.
I wouldn't say dick in middle school.
So Aiden
grade.
Comes out. This was
you
the
said
cutest
the
part.
Word
I said I
grade?
Wouldn't say dick in fifth grade.
I didn't say any bad word.
Maybe
yeah.
like eighth grade. Maybe
Look at
Shaw
was over here.
I was talking all about them dicks.
Like,
Shaw was a different person in fifth grade. All right, she's saved now. She's saved.
My back ache, my bra too tight.
Shaw is saved now. You see them formation braids?
All right now, ladies. Now let's get in formation.
I always had a little slick mouth, but it was more so to my teachers than my peers, even though anybody could get it. But
you said curse words?
No, I never cursed, but I would challenge you.
Yeah,
if you
I would
challenge you,
but
I'm not
disrespectful.
I wasn't challenging them.
No.
Kenya has no...
I was a praise dancer in the church.
No
I couldn't say those
to
words.
Get Portia fired. Anyways, so Aiden comes out, which to me was the...
Exactly.
Sorry.
Kenya's shaming is a lazy read. That is exactly right, RJ118.
Go ahead, RJ118.
Like, it's paid. Like, excite. If you're going to read, excite me. Like, that's so late and tired. Like, girl, bye.
Girl,
like, tell me
you
something.
Give me 15.
Like
you better
secret,
put
like,
1-5, bitch.
What?
We got 10 minutes, y'all.
10 minutes.
Okay, we got 12. We got 12.
Jesse, I'm working for
Jesse,
12 points.
We're working for 13. Working for 13.
Jesse, hand me your cup. What's in it?
No, bitch. Y'all over-talking each other.
Yes,
no,
you
I'm
are.
Like,
you guys are very
first
loud.
First of all.
Oh, my gosh. We're not over-talking
y'all
each other.
Y'all are yelling
We've
at us.
We've learned
no.
how to be.
Jesse in English.
Y'all are
what?
Very. You're yelling.
Y'all are on one.
Y'all are yelling.
I didn't drink any Hennessy.
I'm getting a headache.
And you're gonna go back and watch. Anyway, so Aiden comes out because I'm right on cue here, honey.
Oh,
Aiden comes out.
Oh, Wolf, you're killing me again.
What did he say?
No, we're not reading that.
I'm not gonna read
we're not
that,
reading that.
But oh my
so
god.
So, anyways,
you're killing
again,
me.
Aiden comes out. It was the cutest part of the show.
They did say it's good for you.
Phaedra came out to say, he said, Mommy, I want to go home. That was cute. So she said, Phaedra basically came out to say, Apollo visit, you know, he asked me to come alone. The divorce is filed, but he doesn't want a divorce. Now I'm going to tell y'all some tea from an inside source.
We got an inside source.
Apparently.
Straight from the jailhouse.
Straight
from the jailhouse.
From Apollo's jailhouse. So I can't tell you the inside source. But basically, he said, this person said that. Apollo what? Tried to use a cell phone and have an do an interview.
Ooh,
and he
honey.
Got put in solitary confinement.
Oh Apollo
due to that.
Solitary.
Because this jail that he's at, the reason Phage is able to visit is because it is a federal prison and it's
Let's
more
open.
Like they
more
don't have like
orientated.
They don't have like doors on their cells, like they freely can go wherever. But apparently today, Joe Giudice went in there.
Yes, and Andy asked the question last night, has Phaedra talked to Apollo and asked, or said, has he interacted with
Oh, so we can talk about this kind of stuff.
I
don't know. I don't want
your first person. As long as you're not revealing your sources.
Andy asked her, and Andy told him, well, let Apollo know that I said hi. Aww. And she was like, I'll definitely ask has he seen Joe.
They can
Giudice.
Watch it.
And she asked.
My friend be telling me all the tea on all
and
the
And he asked, has she talked to Teresa or given her any advice? And she said no. She's not really that close to Teresa.
Well, Teresa can give advice.
Two totally different situations. And then apparently Mendeces is going in there. And that.
Oh, he's going to the same jail?
Yes.
So
all
this
of them.
Is just a Bravo TV.
But they, they said this is a jail is for people who get better privilege. You have to stay longer, but it's better privileges and stuff like that. And so Mendeces, but they're kind of nervous.
Like a
because,
Martha Stewart prison.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Except they're nervous for Mendeces to go there because people know he's a rat, or that's what's rumored out there.
They don't want to shank him.
Mm-hmm. And so oh, some tea might go down.
So you got like 12 kids. Rat?
Yes, girl. That's why he didn't get 30 years.
This is all rumor.
He only got 8.
Mm. All right, so let's talk about it. So in there, Phaedra said, everyone can stop asking questions, giving advice, or check because they don't check on my kids.
That was the best part of it. And it really brought a sense of reality to the reunion that it is interesting. Paula was running around with Greg and everyone on the show, all of the men. And why haven't any of them reached out and said, hey, let me take your kid to the park.
Well, she owed Todd money.
Thank you. Greg offered.
She don't like Peter. She don't like Cynthia.
And she don't like Peter. And she hasn't ever. It is so, like, and I wanted to be there for you because when she said it, I was like, yeah, stick it to them. They should at least check on your kids. Oops, you don't actually have relationships with these people. Mm-hmm. So that is not checking. Because, in fact, you might be more offended if they actually called and was like trying to hang out with your kids. And you would be like, no, so they can't hang out with those people.
So you don't think that men should overlook that and look
I don't
the
think
kids.
That in no, those relationships no
$8,000
not like, in these relationships if a random man
I'm
at
sorry,
my job
the Todd and Candy situation I yeah. feel is different than any
That's
other
what
the
I
guy
was gonna say.
Like a Cynthia and Peter versus Candy and Todd is a totally different yeah. situation.
Candy and Todd is a totally different situation and it was even more exacerbated than any of the other relationships yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so what did you guys
fair.
Think about when Candy said it was sad that Dylan doesn't know his dad?
I mean,
and he eventually
mind your business. Phaedra's gonna parent the way Phaedra wants to parent.
What did you guys think about Aiden?
Tell it, Jay Cheer. I am a married woman and my husband is not gonna check on the children of a woman who I do not like or who disrespects my husband.
Well, wait, but who doesn't, who?
She was disrespecting Todd, not paying him shit, fighting with Candy, not knowing if they even wasn't friends with
Cynthia's
wig.
Like, yeah, but hold on. But this is Apollo's kids,
exactly,
and you got his motorbike
exactly.
in your garage.
Exactly, and that's what I was just about
now,
to
that
say.
That is true.
You're holding on to his
that
item.
That is true.
But you can't go and check his
kids. But wouldn't you, for Apollo, want to check on the
no,
kids?
No, if Apollo asked me to check on my children, be there for my children, then I would attempt to do it. But if that has not been requested, absolutely not.
Well, the only person that we did see a part of the kid's life was Bun. Shout out to Bun.
And Bun is probably
shout
the one that
fucking
Apollo
Bun.
Was like, make sure
my
Bun
yeah. clap right there. Anyways, moving on from that.
Why didn't Bun hold the bikes?
I'm not, okay.
Because Bun ain't got a house. He lives in the bushes.
We gotta keep it going. So I was honestly teary-eyed when I watched it last night with
yes.
the Phaedra situation
yes,
when Aiden was going to school. It's yes. different watching it here than when I watched it by myself because I wasn't teary-eyed.
Yeah,
here.
When I watched it at home, I was like,
she
I
almost
was
got me. And I think she almost
I mean,
got Kenya too. All right, so then we
get.
I
thought it was sweet.
But
I'm
gotta,
one of those
wait.
Non-compassionate
we
people
this,
that didn't
we
get
have
the
to
love
talk
of my
about
parents.
This. Glenn and Kenya. We have to talk about this before
oh,
we wrap
oh,
up.
Oh, yes.
The Glenn and Kenya situation.
Who's Glenn?
So
oh,
Glenn Rice Jr.
Like, everyone, all of the people who hate us wrote in to watch, apparently, Bravo, and said, why do you guys villainize Kenya? You tried to make this situation like the Mike Brown conversation. Apparently, the president of Black Lives Matter tweeted Phaedra, and I'm just like, doesn't he have better things to do with
first
himself?
Of all, the president of Black
Lives
Matter, man.
First
he
of all,
committed suicide, right?
First of all, no. People, what people get mixed up is they think that D-Ray McKinson or whatever is the president. No.
What?
Black Lives Matter was started by three black women. So I don't know what Kenya's talking about, and I don't think that anybody.
Thank you, Myrna.
Maybe it was like someone who's a part, but there's to my knowledge and my research, there is no president of Black Lives Matter. It's just a solid movement.
Because that was a weird.
I want to clear that
that's
up
part of the argument why it's a problem because there
people,
is somebody.
No, because
right.
people keep trying to.
I mean,
to,
seriously, we talked about.
Black Lives Matter movement and that hashtag and all that was started by three women. Active men are in it, but I just want to make that clear because people just keep wanting to give this title to this man.
All right, so next we moved into Candy and Kenya are the only ones who felt Andy asked everyone, they raised their hands. Candy and Kenya were the only ones to raise their hand where they felt threatened. Let me just get through this and then you guys can all talk. Kim said, sorry, because I know they're going to shut us off. Kim said he wasn't aggressive, felt he was awkward, but didn't feel he was aggressive. Andy said, well, Kim...
You said the hornet's nest thing.
The hornet's nest thing. And then everyone basically came out to say that Kenya should have asked security to leave. And then Kenya said, no, I asked Tammy, right?
Yes.
For them to leave. Kenya was mad. She said, I didn't like the boy. And then Candy steps in, basically, to wrap well, she thought she got everyone together. But I'm like, bitch, why didn't none of these girls speak up? But she came out to say, end of the day, it doesn't justify him calling her a little bitch.
But no one said it did.
That's the problem.
They're arguing different things.
She said, at the end of the day, Kenya do crazy stuff, but that dude was crazy. Whether Kenya did anything or not, he should have never called her a bitch.
Agreed. We all agree to that. That's not the problem.
Candy's point held no merit because that's not what we're talking about.
Right.
What are you talking about, Shar?
What they were talking about, in my opinion, is saying that he just got too aggressive, and what Kenya probably should have done as far as going about asking security. And she did, from what we saw, she did. Her saying something to him escalated the situation.
Yes,
if you already asked Miley Cyrus to say something to her nephew, and she does, why are you coming up behind him like, I think you should go? Mm-hmm. Like, that is what, and that is, but by saying that, it's not giving an excuse to his actions.
And then why would she ask Miley Cyrus? She said, well, I went over and asked Miley Cyrus when she was completely inebriated.
So then go to
security. Why would you ask someone who's completely drunk to remove somebody?
So here's my question, because I brought this to you girls earlier. So in this is exactly how the conversation went. Portia said, then you tell security. Andy turned and said, yeah, you tell
that
security.
Was my question.
Kenya said, that's not how this works. So I gave you guys, well, benefit of the doubt, if Kenya was to step in, because sometimes with certain shows like The Real World, you're not allowed to talk to the production team because you will get fined.
Production team and versus security is a very different thing.
Is in danger. I'm about to call on everybody, the Lord Jesus, whoever.
First of all, I currently work on a reality show that is a cast of black women out here in Los Angeles.
Not just basic.
They're not. That's what I'm saying. Like with The Real World, you get average Joe Schmoes that you pick out of, you know, Dubuque, Montana, and Savannah, Georgia, things like that. I work with black women who are of prominence, just like the Real Housewives are of prominence, and there are two security guards always on standby.
And they could easily,
and that could have been the story. Like Kenya could have been in her interview confessional saying, "Well, I had to ask security to remove this guy because he was getting aggressive, and I felt threatened." Boom.
So Cynthia says, "If it was anyone else like Candy, everyone would have felt bad. We would have, because guess what? Candy wouldn't have approached an angry drunk man who has called
big
her bitch
man
multiple times. She would have approached him in the first time, but once she realized his aggression, like in the show, we saw she realized he was an aggressive man. So what did she do? She stayed on her recliner
in
the back.
Yes, she did.
So it's not that we're hating on Kenya. It's no hate towards Kenya. It's just in this
situation. You made a dumb decision to talk to him.
It's great for TV.
And you said this isn't how this works because that's not how your character works, and you want to keep your character doing the bullshit that you do because it keeps it mixed up and fun for you.
It's great
Thank
for
you.
TV.
Thank
but
you.
It was exactly. a poor decision, and that
Bravo
is
would never be like,
foundation.
No, you can't approach security when there's
what?
An angry man coming after
Even,
you.
And Andy,
because that's
Andy
a liability.
Made sure, Andy made sure to say, why wouldn't you do that?
The show would never get insured if that was the case. That's insane. That makes
that's
no sense.
That's a liability thing. I know
No,
firsthand.
We know Candy was pregnant, but in case, just... Benefit
we're saying in theory because they used didn't they use Candy's name as an example? So we're piggybacking off of the show.
Right. And on that note, let's head into what? Predictions. You guys should do an edition of the different projects you're involved in so we can support and follow. Bitch, you follow us on if you follow us, we
Jesse, stop calling everybody a bitch.
I call everyone a bitch. I call my mom a bitch. If you see my stand-up, I call my mom
that's
a bitch.
That's why Portia and them got into it.
Yes. That's
that
why
word.
The kids.
But see,
and
that's
the
difference. But they don't call Portia don't call, be like bitch to Cynthia all the time. I call
no,
all
saying on the boat that day, like you do,
they
you know that they, you know
right.
they throw that word
around yeah.
affectionately.
I do,
but they do too. They
until they drink too much,
right? Then it becomes a problem.
Well, the day
it
someone feels
everything.
Offended by the word bitch when it comes out my word, let me know and we'll have that conversation.
Did the women
but
think
for 29 years of my
no,
life,
they all said no.
Anyway, all right. So
Nene's
week.
Back.
Thank you, Mickey. All right, Boo! Next week we're gonna get Chrissy, who puts Kenya and Matt in
oh,
check,
I'm like,
and says. You
please don't call him Chrissy.
Well, he said, who are our mutual friends?
Calling
and then,
me Chrissy.
Actually,
Google
this is an
them.
Extended one where Kim says, you use your years in Hollywood to say that people, to say that. Play the tape.
No, she said, run
the effing
tape.
Woo-hoo.
Kim's not here for the bullshit, but
what do you think that situation is going to turn
into? I have
into?
No idea.
With this reunion, I'm just ready for Lanithia.
That's it.
Honestly, I'm getting bored.
And her jumpsuit.
I'm not liking the. I like the video I see of Nene in the jumpsuit, but I'm not liking any of the pictures that I see.
Well, I don't like the fact that they keep replaying the same clip of when Nene walks in.
Unless you know it ain't good.
She's talking about the shit.
She's probably gonna be there for like 20 seconds. Probably check Portia that one time, and then Portia's gonna check her back about choking.
She says, "Didn't you choke someone,
Portia?
Because you did, but I didn't do that shit on camera."
And then we get Todd versus Phaedra, which.
You know so much about my life.
I just hope Phaedra checks him, like, you know so much about my life, but if Paul lives in your house, Phaedra, check him and be like, yeah, but he was out at the strip clubs with you, so how would I know?
But you laying down next to him every night. No, that would be...
Hold up. No.
I don't think she can come
I've been in a relationship where I didn't know what someone was doing
you
for...
You weren't married.
You were not married.
What does this have to do?
Because your finances are intertwined.
You don't have two children.
And two kids that you're supposed to be taking care of.
I'm sorry, you can hide money. You can hide money.
That's all I'm saying. We can all talk money. About being in relationships with
But you can hide money. Money, this doesn't have nothing to do with money.
What he's saying is you didn't know what was going on under your own roof and you laid next to this man every night.
Which goes to That's make us point. Believe that Phaedra was a part and she knows exactly what Apollo was doing this whole time. Mm.
That's the point.
If your husband's spending $10,000 at the strip club and all he doing is selling videos about working out.
Yeah. Buzz you later, Apollo. Like, nobody has time
okay,
for
but
that.
Also, they own
but
properties and all
yeah, but she knows the
but
assessment
knows,
of those properties.
And they probably have a joint bank account.
But she keeps saying you're spending $8,000 on liquor bottles.
But
you
what
ain't
you
spending $8,000 on
child.
Liquor bottles.
If
child
you,
what?
Child
what? I'm going off what we see, not off rumors.
So
Phaedra is an attorney, which means she knows what she's doing.
Right, but y'all have
not
brought no facts. Y'all have not brought no facts. You guys ain't got no facts.
The only facts that we have is that she's married to this dude. She has to do their accounting. If you're not a part of your own accounting at some point in your marriage, that's insane. Yeah.
Do they have
if you're not
what's it called when you sign before
a joint account?
A prenup? Not that I'm aware of.
Not that I'm
And even if they had a prenup. That's what happened before. What about the money that's coming in now? He bought you a car. You made him take it back. Let's be honest. Why did you make him take it back?
Where's this money
coming
from?
Because he's spending too much money.
Yeah, but where's
you
the money?
But if you know he's spending too much money,
because she has all these jobs.
You still have to review your finances.
So you don't think that she knew that he was out here
doing
some racketeering, stealing your grandma's checking account number?
She didn't know nothing, y'all.
Are you kidding me, Jesse?
She was busy giving birth to the babies.
Okay.
Anyway, so they're wrapping us up, y'all, because they hate y'all.
By the way, I heard that Stacey Dash is going to be on next season.
I will live. I will watch Stacey Dash to come on.
They will annihilate her.
Good.
I think
that's
it'll be fantastic.
Oh my god!
You need one more Black Republican female.
We might get really surprised, and maybe Stacey has like major comebacks. So we're going to be like, what?
No, I don't know who the other one would be, but whoever that bitch is that was on that when we were talking about Black Hollywood Live, that girl that said that. Trump is a gangster.
Oh,
bring her.
We don't know who that is.
She
was
like
doing an interview.
She'll entertain it. Anyways, thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You guys can tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
I'm at Stuart Starlet.
You guys can always find me on Instagram at Pink English as well as on Twitter, English Speaks.
Char says so on everything.
And like we said,
none of us know any of the tea.
So
Lord
we know
mercy,
nothing.
Father
just
God.
We're just running
our mouths.
And if you're mad, leave
we
a comment
no
down
idea.
Below. Bye.
Like you always do.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.